Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1591 of our trek, and it is time for another snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from David Crosby, and it is, "What I have today, I have because of God's mercy. I did not earn it. I do not deserve it. I did not pay for it. I have no rights to it. I cannot keep it except for one thing, God's mercy." And of course, our snippet of wisdom for today will be about God's mercy. With today's ever-increasing entitlement mentality, a quote like this is undoubtedly contrary to the popular thinking and opinion. Nearly all of us feel that we have earned all that we have, deserve to have it, and it is our inherent right for us to have it. Most of us think that health care, education, a livable wage, firearms, worship, and even our ability to live free is an inalienable right that we deserve. While I love living in a country where we have access to all of these, the only reason that we have anything is because of God's mercy. It is only by God's mercy and grace that we have life. As a Christ follower, we not only have life, we have abundant life. That abundant life does not include anything that I mentioned earlier. Our abundant life is only given to us through God's mercy. We are not guaranteed anything in this life. Many places in the world do not have the blessings that we experience in much of the Western world. The fact is, though, we do not earn, deserve, or have the right to anything in this world except for what has been provided to us through God's mercy and grace. Because of God's mercy and grace, we should be forever thankful and with a heart of gratitude, thank God for all that He has provided. Great is His faithfulness. And our verses for today will be 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are not like that. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for He has called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,590 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcaster and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Worldview Wednesday.